Well, hello again. My name is Peter Pilgrim, and I am a Java effects developer, and I work for Lloyds Corporate Markets in the city of London in the United Kingdom. And it's a lovely, lovely day on this Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2009. Very excited now I am. I can't wait to fly out to San Francisco. So last podcast or audio brew, I was talking about how easy it is to write your own custom node. And it is terrifically easy. You don't need to know too much to do so. To have your own pulsing circle or ellipses or shapes. Z order, that's what I'm going to talk about here. Now, in the swing world, there is a concept of Z order where you have different layered panes. So I know some of you are coming from the world of swing. In JavaFX, it is very simple. All you have are scene graph nodes, and it's how you organize them that gives the Z order. Did you know that if you look in the node supertype of custom node, and you'll find that in the package javaeffects.scene, you will actually find two useful methods called to front and to back. Now, if you are familiar with any drawing applications such as Illustrator or Inkscape, which you can get on Linux and Unix machines, and you can also get it on Windows, you will find that you can send objects to the back of your drawing or to the front, and it's quite easy, and you can do the same with these two useful methods. And so to front and to back are very useful for implementing glass pane effects or for showing little highlights, tooltips for example, or you could use it in your own custom layout container and implement your deck node. So those two little methods, to front and to back, will guide you and will be your insight into JavaFX Z order. Just wait for 3D, but that's going to come out later in the year, I hope. I'm Peter Pilgrim, and I'll see you later. Bye for now.